It's good to be playing our first home game this weekend. Guys are got a tough week of preparation, trying to get everything set for the game. Guys have been working hard, paying attention to the details of what we're trying to get accomplished, and just steady working through the course of the week. Well, he presents a lot of problems. I mean, number one, he's got an excellent arm, can make all the throws. Number two, he understands protections, can move around in the pocket to buy time, and it's just going to create us to have to be disciplined in our leverage in the coverage, knowing that when he scrambles, he's got the ability to throw and to run. So, you know, we've got to do a good job rushing him, and we've got to do a good job coverage-wise, and we understand that it's going to take all 11 guys on the field to be on the same page to be able to get accomplished what we need to get him stopped.
Is he the most difficult to prepare for just because of everything he can do?
He's definitely one of the most difficult to prepare for just because all the things that he brings to the table. I mean, he's been in that system for a while. He understands all the intricacies of what they're trying to get accomplished scheme-wise. He understands what they're trying to do in a run game, understands what they're trying to do protection-wise. He seems to get them out of a lot of tough situations. You can have them all covered, executing exactly what it is you want to do, and then all of a sudden he'll break out and he'll run. Or he'll throw the ball down the field as a receiver, you know, breaks out of the pattern and gets down the field and gets open. So he presents all the problems that you don't want to have happen every week.
The most concerning out of everything that he can present?
Well, I think the biggest thing is for him moving around the pocket, getting out of the pocket, buying time, the routes getting down the field, and making sure that we keep leverage on the routes. He does a great job of finding space in the pocket. So when you rush this guy, he can take a blitz, know where the hole is, step up in the hole, buy time to get the ball thrown down the field. So all those things, you know, encompass him being good at what it is that they try to get accomplished offensively.
How does having Jordy Nelson back impact what they do just in full, not just passing the ball, but running the ball?
I think those two are on the same page. They have a good connection. I mean, you see a couple of times he throws a smoke out there to him. It ends up being a back shoulder fade. They're on the same page. It's an easy catch. He catches the ball, boom, keeps, you know, either gets out of bounds, stops the clock, depending on the situation, those type of deals. So I think that really helps him as far as those two being on the same page, understanding what they're trying to get done route-wise, understanding what they're trying to do, you know, if it's a run, and then all of a sudden, boom, you stem the safety down in coverage, and he's able to get the ball out to him and able to connect. So I think that, you know, makes him a lot more comfortable with them, what they're trying to get accomplished.
What's the key for your quarterbacks when they're up against Jordy Nelson?
I think our biggest thing is to be disciplined as far as the leverage of the coverage, making sure, you know, whatever coverage we're in, whatever we're asking them to do, whether it's to stay on top, whether it's to be underneath, whether it's on a trail, whether it's to reroute him, I think all those things encompassing, we've got to be disciplined in the techniques and the things that we're trying to do when he's on our side of the ball.
Kirk, what do you like most about Danielle Hunter, how he's improved to this year? I mean, he had the great fumble recovery, also had a sack. He seems to be on all points right now.
I think the biggest thing is his consistency. You see the big plays that he makes, but just the other plays where he's executing a technique that we're asking him to do. He's playing sound, fundamental football, and understanding rush lanes. He's added to his toolbox as far as rushing a passer and being able to exhibit those things when we get to a game-like situation. So the whole thing is to be consistent, being able to count on him down in and down out for whatever it is we're trying to get done schematically.
That he doesn't have to think anymore, it's more instinctual.
I think that's a big part of it. I think it's become more, he's not thinking as much, it's not as cognitive for him. Now he can just line up, he can play, he can understand what offenses are trying to do to us. He can understand not only what his job is, but what the offense is trying to create and what they're trying to cause us a problem in as far as the technique and the fundamentals that we're asking him to play.
Do you stand any hope of having Xavier this week?
You know, it's day two of the practice, so we'll see how the week progresses. I'm sure Coach will keep you filled in on exactly where he's at as we go through the course of the week. But, you know, we're just looking forward to preparing who's ever out there to get prepared. And if he's able to go, it'll be a bonus. And, you know, just keep working through the course of the week.
You don't have him. How does that impact what you're able to do?
Well, you know, we really didn't have him throughout the whole preseason when you look at it, not through much of the preseason. And Trey stepped in and he's played. So that's what ended up happening last week. We ended up in a situation where he wasn't able to go, and Trey stepped in and did a good job for us. So we're just looking for who's ever up to get the most out of it, understand what we're trying to do schematically, understand what we're trying to get accomplished, and be able to go out and handle their job. Good. Thank you.